Some of the most important clues in the Boston bombing investigation may actually lie inside the brains of the suspects. Possible abnormalities that experts say could have predisposed them to this kind of horrific attack. Here's our chief medical correspondent, Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
In the wake of tragedy come the inevitable questions. What makes a killer? Is there a switch that turns on a rampage? And why? Why would someone do this?
You can just say the person's evil. I think that's 13th century thinking. I think we've moved beyond that.
Adrian Raine is a criminologist. He's also the author of a new book, The Anatomy of Violence. He has spent more than three decades studying cold-blooded killers. He says there are biological explanations for violence. And Raine is convinced that brain dysfunction may, in part, explain the terror unleashed in Boston.
Were they just completely normal people who just decided one day, you know what, we want to create mayhem? I don't think so. I think it's more complicated than that.
Raine says he first saw echoes of his own work with violent criminals when this image of 19-year-old suspect Jahar Tsarnaev was released.
While others were running away, he was just walking away as cool as a cucumber. I mean, that really struck me, because I've seen this before in psychopaths and murderers in prison.
And then there were these photos of the brother who was killed, Tomerlan Tsarnaev, boxing.
We've found a neurological abnormality in the brain that predisposes to violence and psychopathy, and it's also been found in boxers. This is called carvum septum pellucidum. During fetal development, as the limbic regions begin to expand and develop, they compress or fuse the two leaflets of the septum pellucidum together. For some people, because of maldevelopment of the limbic system, the gap never closes. That gives rise to a lack of fear and a psychopathic-like personality who could go and kill, you know, a number of people and maybe not have any sense of shame or remorse or guilt about doing that.